up, guys? So I'm currently Ubering at the moment, and I thought instead of listening to a podcast, which I normally do in the mornings, why don't I just make my own little podcast and talk about some shit that I feel like talking about? So yesterday I had a bit of an experience with a follower of mine who literally went from loving me, supporting me, calling me a good friend, saying all these really great things about me, to pretty much abusing me within the span of 2 hours. And honestly, like, I'm not surprised anymore by people, but I just wanted to kind of talk about how to not let haters or negative people get to you in any way or bring you down. So, you know, there's a saying where people say, haters gonna hate, fuck the haters, whatever. And, you know, it's easy to say that, but I know for a lot of people, it's not as easy to fully understand how to not let a hater offend you or bring you down in any way. So, the fact is that if someone is intentionally trying to bring you down or be malicious in any way, then it is always their issue. It is always their problem. It has nothing to do with you. And I know that that's sometimes hard to understand, because if you're also a little bit insecure about something or not so confident about something, and then someone says something to you to bring you down, then it's easy to get to you. But we really, really have to understand, and it's the truth, that whatever anyone says about you is never, ever, ever about you, and it's always about them. If someone was happy, if someone was confident in themselves, if someone was a loving and kind person, they would never say anything to intentionally bring another person down. And it only means that they are indeed suffering themselves, and they are in a bad place in their lives. They're unhappy, they're sad, they're jealous, they're angry, they're insecure, they're all of these negative things. And honestly, if you know, I heard it all before. I heard it in high school when they did the bullying talks and all that, and you know, I've heard it before throughout the years. But now that I'm in such a place where I'm so confident in myself and I'm so grounded within myself and I'm happy with the way that I am, I'm happy with the person that I am today, it's so obvious to me when someone is trying to bring me down or trying to say something to hurt me. It's just so obvious to me that they're hurting, that they're not okay. And this is where compassion falls in. So the word compassion in the Western world kind of has a negative connotation to it. I don't know if that's, is that the right word, connotation? I'm not sure, but it has a negative energy towards it, because in the Western world we see the word compassion as kind of feeling sorry for the other person in a negative way. So it's kind of like we see that there's something wrong with something or someone and we kind of feel sorry for them. But the real meaning of compassion is to feel sorry for someone else out of a place of love. And it's to feel sorry for someone else in a way that we wish the best for them. We genuinely 100% wish the best for them in their lives. So if someone is coming at you saying something negative or whatever, the only thing you can do is have compassion for that person and genuinely 100% wish the best for them. Wish that they can someday feel happiness and feel that bliss and feel that inner peace inside them, because clearly they're not, if they have the ability to say such negative things. So that's kind of how I see it. And I know it's not easy to do sometimes if someone's attacking you or if you've got a negative person in your life that's always trying to bring you down. But I think it's a really good starting point to just concrete the idea that it's always about them. Like literally always, every single time. It's so simple. So just try and know that for certain in your head. Know every time someone says something to try to bring you down and you get that instant kind of like feel of, you know, getting angry or upset or anything by what they've said to you, just pull back for a second and be like, you know what? No, this is about them. They're unhappy, obviously. I feel sorry for them and I wish the best for them. And just make sure you're never coming from a place of anger or hatred or anything towards them when you're trying to have that compassion towards them. Because compassion is a pure thing. Compassion is a pure loving thing towards another person. And you cannot have compassion for someone else if you're coming out of a place of anger or hatred. So just try to have compassion for them. And honestly, once you kind of think like this and you implement this mindset and this way of thinking 100%, you will start to notice that no one's words can affect you. No one's words can bring you down. And you will instantly feel a sense of relief and like a weight lifted off your shoulders, knowing that it's got nothing to do with you and it's always got to do with them. They're suffering. They are angry. They are sad. They are anxious. They're depressed. They are so many different negative things. A person who is happy, a person who is content, a person who respects themselves, loves themselves, and has love and compassion for themselves and for all sentient beings, including humans and animals, including the earth, including everything, will not ever maliciously try to put someone else down. It just doesn't work like that. So please, guys, just try to remember those two things. Try to remember that it's always about them. And try to remember to have compassion for them. Pure compassion for them and just wish the best for them. And that's kind of what I do when I experience any kind of negativity from a person, any kind of hate comment or hate message or anything like that. So if you guys I don't know, I'm not sure, I think I'll explain what happened with the guy on Instagram just briefly, just because it's pretty interesting and it's kind of funny at the same time. So basically what happened was this guy was just, I don't know him in person or anything, just a follower. And at the beginning, when he started following me, he was really like nice, and he was vegan as well. So we kind of bonded over vegan stuff, and he told me he's dedicating his life to activism and all that stuff, which is awesome. Like, I fully supported what he was doing and all that, and we got along. He was really nice, like not really flirty or anything at all. So we had a few chats over Instagram, and one day he messaged me and he asked me if I could shout out his animal rights political party Instagram page. So it's like the only Australian political party that's trying to end live export of animals. So I was like, sure, like I didn't really know much about the live export thing, so I was pretty interested in it. I was asking him a bunch of questions just before I shouted it out on my page, because I didn't want to shout out something that, you know, I didn't understand. So I asked him a bunch of questions, he answered, I was like, sweet, no problems, I'm more than down to, you know, share this to my audience and get the message out about this political party in Australia that's trying to end live export. Like, that's awesome. Anyways, so I did that and I shouted out the page, and then I made another post saying thank you to him for educating me on the topic and whatnot. So that was that. The next morning I woke up and I checked his story, and it's weird because I don't usually check people's stories, but I don't know, for some reason I checked his story, and honestly I haven't watched many of his stories in the past, but I clicked on his story and he'd screenshotted the people who viewed his story. So he reposted the shout out that I did for him on his page, and then he said for his followers to go and also follow the Animal Rights Party on Instagram, right? Hope you guys are following me, by the way. And what he did was, he screenshotted everyone who viewed his story and didn't go and like the animal, didn't go and follow the Animal Justice Party, which was everyone, like not one person went and followed. And then he screenshotted and he pointed arrows to all of their names and he said, fuck all of you, blah, 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 and was basically attacking them for not going and following the Animal Justice Party. And at first I saw that and I kind of just laughed. I was like, I replied to him and I was like, that's savage, haha. And then I replied again and I just said, you know, if you had a chance at convincing those specific people to go and follow the animal rights page, then it's pretty much gone now because you've just attacked them and now like they're definitely not gonna go and support whatever you're preaching because you've just literally abused them publicly on Instagram. And he was like, he was totally fine at this point. He was like, you know, we were having a chat about it and I just told him, I was telling him, you know, to kind of, I asked him if he'd listened to James Aspie, Joey Armstrong and Earthling Ed and kind of heard their approach to activism and how they always come out of a place of love and compassion. And I told him, like, I was like, just remember, like, love and compassion, blah, blah, blah. And but at the same time, I told him, like, don't try to think that I'm telling you what to do. Like, you can have whatever approach you want. That's fine. A lot of vegans do have an angry approach and they get their message across. But I told him I was going to delete the shout out that I tagged him in on my page because I didn't want to promote that kind of malicious whatever to my followers, because I've tagged him in my post and I don't want them to click on his page and then see that he's like literally abusing and swearing at all of his followers. Anyway, so he was like, that's totally fine, I completely understand, blah, blah, blah. So it was totally fine, like, at that point. We had a whole combo about it, and it was super chill. He was like, I completely get that, I respect that, blah, blah, blah. It's fine if you delete it. That was sweet. And then literally out of nowhere, he switched. Like, he literally just turned and started attacking me out of nowhere, saying that I was telling him what to do. He was like, oh, you learnt quickly to not tell me what to do. And I was like, I never told you what to do. I don't know where you got that from. And then he started screenshotting all the messages that I'd sent him and said, here, here, and here. And I was like, literally, I never even said to tell you what to do. And then he started saying that I was telling him to be James Aspie and go on a one-year talking fast or whatever. And I was like, dude, what the hell? Like, you're literally pulling words out of your ass. I never once said to be like James Aspie. I never said to be James Aspie. I said, do you listen to James Aspie, Joey Armstrong, and Earthling Ed? I'm sorry that you completely manipulated what I've said to feed whatever you're kind of brewing in your mind, but I never told you to be James Aspie. I asked you if you've listened to him. And then he was saying that I was treating him like, he was saying to respect his elders, and then he was calling me dumb and saying he's smarter than me, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, dude, what the hell? Like, what? Like, I honestly don't even know what you're talking about. Like, you were cool 2 minutes ago, and now out of nowhere, you're like attacking me and all this shit. And I just told him straight out, like, I'm not here to argue. I did not do anything wrong. I said, I'm sorry that you've taken everything so personally and you're feeling attacked by it, but that wasn't my intention. And then he was like, that's not an apology, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, but I'm not apologizing. Like, I never set out to apologize to you. So don't say that that's not an apology, because it's not an apology. And then basically I've just realized, like, you know what, this is not worth my time. Like, I'm not here to argue with people or anything, and I did not do anything wrong, like, at all, in my opinion, and I'm not going to apologize for some shit that I didn't do. So I basically just stopped replying and muted his messages, and then he just kept going and going. Like, I kept seeing his messages come up, and I didn't open them for the whole day, and then last night I opened them, and it was just constant abuse. Like, he was saying that I'm an attention seeker, and I'm a whore and all this shit. And I was just like, you know what, like, this is like done. All right, block. So I just blocked the guy, and that's it. And I can tell you guys that I did not get offended, or his words did not bring me down one bit, because it is so clear to me how much this person is suffering, how unhappy this person is as a person, to be able to say these disgusting things to someone who did nothing wrong to him, to someone who never spoke negatively to him throughout that entire conversation. He was literally abusing me for no reason. So that's an extreme situation, but extreme situations show you the truth of things. And that showed me so deeply that I will never, ever take anything personally that someone else has said to me and try, like, that someone has tried to intentionally bring me down about. Because it's so obvious that he's unhappy, that he's an angry person, that he's, you know, not right. He's not okay. He's not content as a person. Because if he was, he would not say any of that. Even if he genuinely did think and believe that I was telling him what to do, and that, you know, all these things that he accused me of saying to him, even if he did genuinely believe that, if he was happy as a person, he would just unfollow me, or, you know, not message me back. He would not spend his days continuously messaging me, knowing that I'm not replying to his messages anymore. You know what I mean? Like, anyways, it just, I thought I'd explain that story just to kind of prove the point and just show you guys, like, the mindset that you're kind of meant to have. And at the same time, like, I honestly have pure compassion for the guy. Like, I do not want anything bad for him. I don't want any negative energy sent towards him. You know, I want none of that. I honestly just want him to be okay. Like, I want him to, you know, eventually find happiness, because I know that he's not okay. And, you know, even though what I want to do with my life is help people out of suffering and inspire people to live the best lives and the most happy lives that they can, when someone is abusing me like that, it's just, it's not my it's not my role, it's not my duty to do anymore. I don't have to sit there and, you know, try to change his mind about this situation. When someone is that closed-minded, when someone is that angry and that spiteful as a person, there's a point where you just kind of have to say, you know what, like, see ya. You know, don't let people dump their shit on you. Do not let people dump their negative garbage on you. You do not deserve that. You can try to help people as much as you want, but you can never, ever, ever allow them to abuse you as a person and dump their negative energy onto you. So that's just a little bit of a talk about negative people, negative energy, and kind of how to deal with it, and what you can do and what kind of mindset you can have in that situation. And yeah, that's about it. I think this is going to be my first podcast. I don't know if I'll upload this on podcast or whatever, but yeah, thanks for listening, guys. If you enjoyed, please let me know. Follow me on Instagram at lifebytaylor, youtube.com/lifebytaylor. Shoot me an email if you want to, lifebytaylor@gmail.com. And yeah, let me know if you like the podcast, if you want more. And yeah, that's about it, guys. I'm just driving around the city now, waiting to pick up my first Uber client. So yeah, have a good day, guys. Have a fabulous day. Don't let the haters get you down. Stay positive, stay happy, and I will see you guys in the next podcast. All right, see you guys. Bye.